但我看我们一同看到以赛亚书的下半段的时候，
As we continue on to the second half of the book of Isaiah，
那也就是说从四十章以后的这些事，
And that is the matters after chapter 40，
然后我们就看到神从那当年跟以色列人说他们的遭遇，就转到神在当时来说，神在将来要在他们中间做什么。
We can see that God shows the people of Israel in their current situation what He is to do even in the times to come.
我们感谢主，这个转机一显出来。
Now we thank the Lord once the Lord shows us this in this turning point.
神很清楚摆出一个事实。
God clearly puts forth this fact.
他要叫他的子民得安慰。
That God will comfort His people.
那怎么叫他的子民得安慰呢？
Now how is God to comfort His people?
一面是他的子民在神面前所有的亏欠，神用审判，用恩典来补满。
On the one hand, God has used His judgment and His grace to fill up what they lack.
审判是除去他们的亏欠。
God's judgment is to rid them of their shortcomings.
恩典是补满他们的缺欠。
And God's grace is to fill what they lack.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the issue.
你可以向人显出施恩的那一个心意。
God is able to manifest His grace to the people.
但是如果人在神面前活得不对，
Yet if man does not live correctly before God,
那神就是用所有的恩典都往他头上堆。
Even if God was to pour forth even more grace upon him,
他们眼睛就是睁不开来看。
Man's eyes still cannot be open to see God's grace.
那他们不可能得着安慰。
And then man would not be comforted.
但神是要他叫他们得安慰。
But God is to cause them to have comfort.
所以神不单是告诉他们说神要安慰他们。
Therefore God not only tells them that they will be comforted.
神也把他们带到一个地步能受安慰。
God will also bring them to a point that they surely will be comforted.
上一次我们稍微看到。
Last time we somewhat saw.
那神领他们去认识谁是谁。
God let the people to know who God is.
你要知道现在跟你说话的神是谁。
You must know who God is that is speaking to you.
他是怎样的一位神。
And how God is.
他是超过万有的神。
God is a God who is above all.
人在他面前算不得什么。
Man is nothing in his presence.
但神还是把他的心思放在人的身上。
Yet God still puts his heart amongst men.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那当神把人带到一个地步，要看到万有的起头和万有的那一个荣耀。
Now when God brings man to this point where man is able to see the beginning of all things and the glory of all things,
然后就把一个问题放在以色列人当中。
Then God gives this question amongst the Israelites.
当然当时主要的对象是犹大。
Of course, the main audience at that time was Judah.
神说你们为什么说神忘记你们。
Why do you say that God has forgotten about you?
你们为什么说神向你们隐藏？
Why do you say that God hides His path from you?
你们为什么说我们的冤屈神也不会理会？
Why is it that you say that your judgments are past His finding?
因为那么长久神都不理我们了。
Because their people are doubting for so long, God is not mindful of us.
神说，
God says,
人可以因为他的遭遇而乐到疲乏困倦里。
That man, because of their circumstances, would be faint and weary.
但是神是不会困倦。
Yet God does not faint or not weary.
因此就引到你真正的是懂得去依靠仰望神的。
Therefore, when you come to know to truly look to and depend upon God,
这样的人也不会困乏的。
Such individuals also would not be weary.
因为神必定叫他们重新得力。
Because the Lord shall renew their strength.
神自己要成为他们的力量。
God himself will become their strength.
所以我们看到准备后的时候，神就说问题不在乎你们的感觉是怎样。
Therefore, at the end of chapter 40, God says the issue is not depending on how you feel.
问题是在乎你是不是一个等候耶和华的人。
The issue is, are you one who waits upon the Lord God?
如果你是一个等候耶和华的人。
And if you're truly one who waits upon the Lord God,
所有的灵里边的困扰都不能把你捆住。
All the troubles you in your spirit would not bind you.
那么来到41章。
Now when we come to chapter 41,
那我们就看到神仍然是在这一个方向上他的子民说话。
We can see that God still continues to speak to his people in this direction.
但是神就转变了一点的内容。
But God changed the contents of what?
事实上神说到他与万有的那一个关系。
In chapter 40, God tells them about his relationship, the relationship between God and all.
透过万有的关系来认识神是谁。
And through the relationship of all things for the people to come to know who God is.
那来到41章的时候。
Now when we reach chapter 41,
神就是明显的显明他的自己。
God clearly manifests himself.
借助他的自己。而让人去认识神是管理人中间一切的历史的安排和发生的。
It is through God himself that manifests to the people. It is God who reigns over all, who governs over history and arranges for all things how they develop.
那因着这样的一件事情，
Now because of this point,
就指出了犹大或者以色列他们过去一直倾向偶像的愚昧。
It points out the fact of Israel or Judah and their foolishness in their past, how they incline toward idols.
那因此一面在神显明他自己的同时，也调转他的子民的脚步，从偶像转回来归向神。
Therefore, at the same time, when God manifests himself who he is, he also turns the footsteps of his people from idolatry to God himself.
但弟兄姊妹，你留意神怎么来说出这样的事情。
My brothers and sisters, take note how God makes this point known.
那41章一开始。
At the beginning of chapter 41.
神就在那里呼喊。
There God cries out.
呼喊什么呢？
What is God shouting?
向谁呼喊呢？
Who is he shouting to?
向全地呼喊。
He is crying out to the whole land.
他说众海岛啊。
He says, O islands.
当在我面前静默。
Keep silence before me.
留意了。
Now take note.
为什么要静默？
Why is it to keep silence?
这个静默和上面所提到他神的百姓在神的面前那个埋怨正好是相对。
The silence that God tells them to keep is actually exactly why the noise that they're making in the previous chapter.
上头就说到神的百姓在那里对神有埋怨。
And previously in chapter 40, it tells us the people is murmuring against God.
神忘记我们。
God has forgotten about us.
神不理我们。
God doesn't care for us.
神不管我们死活了。
He doesn't care what happens to us.
那现在神就除了在事实上末了指出了他们的那个问题在哪里以后。
Now in chapter 40, besides God pointing out the fact to them what their problem is.
接上41章你就看到。
Right away.
神让他们去与神面对面来做辩论。
In chapter 41, we see now they have come face to face to debate before God.
那我们先来留意这个。
Let us first take note of this.
神说你们来辩论。
God says, come and debate.
那这个你们来辩论，那说出什么？
The fact that they come to debate, what does that tell us?
是把人升高。
It has exalted man.
还是神自己降卑？
Or is it that God condescends himself?
显然人升高是没有条件的。
Of course, it is very evident man is not qualified to be exalted.
所以非常明显的你看到是神自己降卑。
Very evidently, we see that God humbles, lowers himself.
降卑到一个地步，
让人可以
来到他的面前。
That man's able to come into his presence.
你来到他的面前。
And to come into his presence.
干什么？
To do what?
来辩护， to 来辩论了。
It's so that they can debate.
那我们先注意这样的一个事实。
Let us first take note of this point.
我们留意神在哪里怎么呼喊。
We see how God cries out.
众海岛啊。
O islands.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
千万不要 让海岛这一个词捆绑了我们的心思。
Now, do not allow for this term islands to constrain our heart.
哦，你说哦，说中海岛啊，哦，那就是、外头的一些岛，一些小岛。
Oh, now the term is islands, then it's referring to the small islands that is offshore.
我们旧金山的对出海还有海的那个。海当中有一个天使的。
For San Francisco, out in the ocean, there is the Angel Island.
你要是跑到夏威夷那边去，全是岛。
If you go to Hawaii, then all of the islands there.
弟兄姊妹，不是这个意思。
Brothers and sisters, that's not what it means.
弟兄姊妹，你特别注意一件事。
Brothers and sisters, take note of one thing.
神说这个众海岛是没有固定数目的。
When God says this,All islands is not a certain number of islands.
只要它是一个岛,
as long as it is an island,
不管是大岛还是小岛,
or a big island or small island,
都在这个范围里,
it is all in this boundary.
那弟兄姊妹们, 你抓到了这个点,
brothers and sisters, you grasp this point,
你又回到我们这个地,
then you come back to the land that we live on.
你能告诉我,
Can you tell me?
在哪一个地方不是岛?
Which piece of land in this earth is not an island?
没有一个地方不是岛。
There's not one piece of land that's actually not an island.
五大洲甚至还六大洲。
Now, even if you say the continents themselves, five or six.
那如果就摆在这个地的里边，它仍然是一个岛。
If you put those continents on earth, they are still islands.
那因此用这问题，等我们看读到这一个众海岛啊。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when you read this term, O islands,
在我面前静默。
Keep silence before me.
那就不是只限于真的是我们观念里边的那个岛。
Then it does not limit to our own concept, the islands that we think of.
而是包括了这全地。
But in fact, it contains the whole land.
让全地的人。
So that the people of the whole earth.
当然他神在这里说全地的人主要的对象是那些分散在全地的他的百姓。
Of course, when it says the audience is the whole earth, but it's still focused on his people that is gathered throughout the earth.
那当然原则上是对整个的地。
Of course, in principle, it's to the whole earth.
所有的人都包括在里面。
It includes all mankind.
那神说
Now God says,
你们要静默。
Keep silence.
不要再在那里埋怨。
Now no longer murmur.
不要在那里再说一些丧气的话。
Now do not say any more grumbling words there.
不要在那里把自己放在一个消极的那种光景里了。
Now don't put yourself in a very passive, negative situation anymore.
平静下来。
But calm down.
干什么呢？
For what?
你要看见神的作为。
You must see the work of God.
你要认识神的自己。
You must come to know God himself.
让你重新得力。
So that you can renew your strength.
那弟兄姊妹们，你留意一个重新得力。
Pay attention to this term, renew your strength.
乃是根据四十章末了的那一节里头，等候耶和华的比重新得力。
This renewing their strength is based on the last verse of chapter 40. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
从神这个宣告而来的。
It is from that proclamation of God.
神说现在你们要安静下来。
God says now you must be still.
你们要重新得力。
You must renew your strength.
那你怎么重新得力呢？
Now how do you renew your strength?
做个等候耶和华的人。
You be one who waits upon the Lord God.
你说要做等候耶和华，那先要我对耶和华没有疑惑。
Now you say you want me to wait upon the Lord God. First, I must have no doubt about God.
神说好。
God says fine.
你就近前来。
Then come near.
你就来。
And come.
来做什么呢？
Come to do what?
来了，你就可以说话了。
You can come and then we can debate.
弟兄姊妹留意这几句，这几句话里头那个动作很有意思的。
Take note of the action in these verses. It is very meaningful.
那我们先来留意。
Let us take note.
众海岛啊，站在我面前。静默。
Keep silence before me, O islands.
我们中文就翻成众民当重新得力。
In the Chinese translation, it says, then the people, the multitude, shall renew their strength.
当然这个是神要他们的，神 神向他们的要求。
Of course, this is God's requirement, request upon them.
但是神要求是一件事。
But it's one thing for God to request
this. 人得着能不能得着是另外一件事。
But whether man is able to gain this is another issue.
但神在这里说这个话没有，不是这个这样的语气。
But when God says these words, He does not have that tone.
神在这里说这个话的时候是说。
When God says these words, He means
全地的人啊。
All the people
宁愿不要再在那里埋怨了。
Now no longer grumble anymore.
不埋怨又怎么样？
If you don't grumble, what do you do?
要让众民重新得力。
But let the people renew their strength.
我要叫众民重新得力。
Now I want all the people to renew their strength. 我要让
他们重新得力。
And I want them to renew their strength.
神有一个很迫切的心意在那里。
Is that God has a very anxious thought there.
让他们重新得力。
So that the people can renew their strength.
那他们怎么能重新得力呢？
Now how are the people going to renew their strength?
到前面来
Let them come near, come forth.
让他们来到我的面前
So that they can come into my presence.
来到我们面前做什么呢
When he come into my presence, what are they to do?
让他们说话
Then let them speak.
弟兄姊妹 这三句话都是神在那里说让让让
Brothers and sisters, these words tell us repeatedly, God tells them, let them come.
这是说的神很没有保留的把自己打开。
Here it tells us God opens himself without any withholding.
你来就好。
Come.
你来吧。
As long as you come.
来到我面前。
Come into my presence.
你来到我面前说话。
Come into my presence and speak.
你可以向我说话。
And you can speak with me.
现在神不是不让你说话。
Now it's not that God doesn't let you speak.
神让你说话。
God lets you speak.
你就把你要说的话说吧。
Then speak whatever you want to say.
说到一个什么的程度呢
What do you want to say to what degree?
甚至是辩论都无所谓。
Even if you want to debate with God, that is fine. Brothers and sisters, do you see?
神在这里说的这连这几句话。
When God says these few sentences,
你可以说是非常的沉重。
You said they're very heavy.
但是你也可以说是非常的满了怜悯。
But you can say it is also filled with mercy.
好像在人家那里呼叫。
It seems like it's crying out.
来吧
，Come.
我们就平起平坐的在这里来谈论一些事情。
So、let us be equal so that we can speak and share about these matters.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
那么谁说？
Now God says,
你们来跟我辩论好
了。You come and debate with me.
怎么辩论法呢？
How do you come and debate?
神出辩论的题目。
God gives them the topic.
出一个什么题目呢？
What does God say?
出一个历史上的要发生的题目。
Now God will give them a question, a topic that will happen in history.
那个题目是什么呢
？And what is that subject?
第二节
，verse two，
谁从东方兴起一人，凭公义召他来到脚前呢？耶和华将列国交给他，使他管辖君王，把他们如灰尘交与他的刀，如风吹的碎屑交与他的弓，他追赶他们。走他所未走的路，坦然前行。
Verses 2 and 3。
然后就说，谁行做这事呢？从起初宣召历代呢？
Verse 4, then God asked them the question, who have wrought and done this, calling the generations from the beginning?
那弟兄姊妹，如果没有第四节。
Now, brothers and sisters, without verse 4,
我们不知道神上面说的那个话是什么意思。
Then we really don't understand verses 2 and 3 what God is trying to say.
但是神说了第四节。
But when God says verse 4,
你很清楚看见一件事。
Very clearly we can see that.
神就说出。
God says,
谁掌管历史?
Who is it that governs over history?
谁使历史按照他的掌管来出现?
Who rules over history and lets it appear as it is.
那这个一说到历史的时候，那就是人自己会去经历到的了。
When God speaks about history, it's something that man will experience.
如果人 不是人所经历的过来的，那就不叫历史。
If it's not something that man can experience, then it's not considered history.
那现在神就说出这样的一个事实。
So now God tells them this fact.
那现在神提出这个历史的事实是什么呢？
When God mentions the fact of this history, what is that?
神说将来在东方要兴起一个人。
God says there will be one that will be raised from the east.
神要把列国都交在他手上。
And God will give the nations before him.
让他来管理着整个列光列国。
So he'll rule over the kings.
那弟兄姊妹，我们留意到这件事。
Brothers and sisters, we take note of this fact.
在以赛亚书里头，好几处提到这一件事。
In the book of Isaiah, there are several passages that make mention of this.
在起初的时候呢，你提到朦朦胧胧，只是知道神在东方要兴起一个拯救。
Previous times it is very abstract that God will raise up a deliverance from the east.
但是每一次神提到这一件事情，
But each time when God mentions about this matter,
就把这一件事情提得清楚一点。
Each time God will make mention of it more clearly.
再提这一件事的时候，
As God mentions it again,
又把这个事情提得清楚一点。
This issue will be made more clear.
这里究竟神说什么？
Here, what is God trying to tell us?
上次不聊我轻轻提了一下。
Last time, I somewhat lightly mentioned.
那是提到神将来要兴起亚述。
That is God.
对不起，要兴起这个马代波斯。
This is God's mentioning that He will raise up the Medo-Persian Empire.
让马代波斯的王来恢复神在以色列的地位。
So that the Medo-Persian Emperor would raise up and restore the position of God amongst his people.
来恢复神在以色列人同神的那一个明确的关系。
So that individual will restore the normal relationship between God and the people of Israel.
那么我们从冬令会回来的时候，弟兄姊妹们印象还很深。
Now we just returned from the winter conference. You should have a very deep impression.
那是关乎尼希米的事。
That has to do with the matter of Nehemiah.
但是这里说的不是说尼希米的那一个亚达学西王。
Here it does not speak of the Emperor Artaxerxes of Nehemiah.
这里说的是比亚达学西王还要早一点。
Here it speaks of the Emperor that is even more early than Artaxerxes.
因为亚达学西王所做的是那个耶路撒冷的重建。
Because what Artaxerxes did was to restore the city of Jerusalem.
现在这里神所说的呢，是说到神和他百姓的那个关系的重建。
But here God is speaking of the restoration of his relationship between him and his people.
特别是透过圣殿的建造的这一个。
Especially through the point of the temple being rebuilt.
那是以斯拉记上头所记载的历史。
And that is the history in the first half of Ezra.
那么在以斯拉记里头跟以色列人发生关系而带出这件事的那一个王叫做古列。
And the king, the emperor that brought about this experience history from Ezra and the people was Cyrus.
我们已经在以赛亚书里面两三次看到这一件事情，神点名说古列。
Now we have seen this, that even God mentions a few times and appointed him by name Cyrus.
那现在神就在这个事情，指着这个事情就提出那个问题。
Now through that point, God points at it and speaks about that again.
谁从东方兴起一个人？
Who raised up this man from the east?
那在以色列的东方，就是老的亚述、巴比伦、波斯。
Now east of Israel is Assyrian, Persia, and Babylon.
神说谁从东方兴起一个人？
God says who raised up this man from the east.
当然当神说这个话的时候，这个事情没有发生。
Of course when God speaks these words it has yet to happen.
但是神说了这一个话，就让犹大的百姓心思里面记着，神说 他在东方要兴起一个人。
But God speaks these words, so in the mind of the people of Israel, they'll remember, God says, He'll raise someone from the east.
在以前我们读过的经文里。
In the passages we read,
我们有印象说这个叫做古列。
Now we have concept and says this person is named Cyrus.
他要把神的百姓带回犹大地。
And he'll bring the people of God back to the land of Judah.
没有那么明显说到他要建造圣殿。
Did not really clearly say that he rebuilt the temple.
但是是说出这一个古列是神的仆人来成就神的那个旨意的。
But it says that this is the servant of God Cyrus and he will do the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们提过。
Brothers and sisters, we may mention.
古列是在以赛亚说话了以后150年的人。
That Cyrus is someone 150 years after Isaiah spoke here.
以赛亚说话了，说了150年后，这个事情就出现了。
After Isaiah spoke, and then 150 years later, then this thing came about.
当然我们就会说，神说150年以后的事情，跟当时的犹太人有什么相干
？Of course, we'll question.When God tells them about 150 years later what that has to do with the people of that generation.
那弟兄姊妹，你读第40章的时候你就知道。
But brothers and sisters, when you read chapter 40, you know.
神当时说这些话的对象就不是当时的人。
When God says these words, his audience is not the people of that generation.
是对谁说的？
Who is God speaking to?
是对那些以后受神安慰安慰的人说
God is speaking to those who shall be comforted of God and they are the ones who will be comforted.
不要自己在那里捆绑自己。
Brothers and sisters, do not bind yourself.
把神没有向他说话的人拿过来作为神说话的对象那我们就苦死了。
Do not constrain yourself and think this is the group of people God is speaking to, yet God is not speaking to them. Then we're troubled. Then we would also not see the purpose of God's word. But we praise and thank our Lord.
在当时来说，说说给以后的人听的。
At that time, God is speaking to the generations to come.
那在今天来说呢？
For us today,
是叫我们回过头在历史的里边去看神是怎么和历史发生关系。
It is for us to reflect to see.What relationship God has with history?
神说到这样的一件事情。
God speaks of this matter.
神就问。
God asked then.
等150年后。
Now 150 years later.
你们从巴比伦回到犹大来。
When you have returned from Babylon.
你们在耶路撒冷重新建造圣殿。
And when you're rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem.
你们要想想。
And you recall.
这个事情是谁最先在那里宣告呢？
Who was it the first to proclaim about this?
一般来说就是
In general,
耶利米
It was Nehemiah.
耶利米说我们被掳只有70年。
And Nehemiah says, Jeremiah says we'll be in captivity for 70 years.
但是弟兄说当你好好的读神的话
But brothers and sisters, when we read the word of God carefully,
你看到耶利米说的70年乃是跟着神对以赛亚说这个话来发表出来的。
The words of Jeremiah's 70 years is based on the word of God spoken to Isaiah.
所以严格的来说是150年以前。
Strictly speaking, then, those words were 150 years ago.
神已经跟我们说了。
God has already told us.
不过我们听不进去。
But we have not heard them.
等到后来神用耶利米向我们说。
But later God speaks to us again through Jeremiah.
虽然是比较近了一点70年。
Even though now the time frame is more close to us, 70 years, yet we still cannot understand.
但等到古列王让他们打发他们回耶路撒冷建造圣殿。
But after Cyrus sends them back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple,
他们灵里头如果是苏醒的，他们就想起神150年前跟我们说了这个话了。
If they are alert in their spirit, then they recall God have already told us these words 150 years ago.
后来70年前又跟我们说过这些话。
And 70 years ago, God also told us the same words.
那这是在当时的时候，要听见神说话的人。
Now at that time, this is the group of people, the audience who will hear the words of God.
那么在以后的日子呢?
Then in the days to come,
包括我们在里头,
it also includes us.
是回过头来看神怎么管理历史。
It is for us to reflect and see how God governs over history.
神怎么在历史里头调度, 整个的事情。
And how it is that God directs everything in history.
那当神发出这个问题。
Now when God raises this question.
那先是说谁从东方兴起一个人。
First God asked who raised up this man from the east.
说了这个人以外。
After this man.
然后就说
then God
谁做成这个事情。
And who have done this?
那谁做成这个事情只是单独的一件事。
It is just this singular thing who have wrought and done it.
那神接上去就说了。
And then God says,
谁从起初就宣召历代。
Who calling the generations from the beginning.
历史历代里面的事情是谁从起初的时候就在那里安排并且也在那里做一个宣告。
Who is he who have made all these arrangements, calling the generations from the beginning and also made this proclamation?
那比如说我们不说圣经里边提到新约里头的部分。
Now brothers and sisters, even if we don't speak on the New Testament parts,
用姊妹们，我们单说启示录。
Brothers and sisters, if we only even say Revelation,
用姊妹，启示录是在我们差不多2000年前神说的话。
Brothers and sisters, the book of Revelation is word spoken to us about 2000 years ago.
你说2000年都过了。
And you say 2000 years have passed.
那2000年说2000年后的事情。
When you question that 2,000 years ago, you're speaking on things 2,000 years later.
有意义吗?
Are there any meaning to them?
有价值吗?
Are there any value?
有没有价值, 有没有意义?
Whether there is value or meaning.
我们现在可以了解。
Now we can understand.
弟兄们，如果我们真实地看到整个历史的过程和今天我们所面对的要发生的历史。
Brothers and sisters, if we truly reflect on what has happened in history and the history we're facing today,
我们能看得很清楚。
Then we can see very clearly.
所有的那个历史的发展那个轨道。
All the development in history and the track it is on.
是按照神的宣告来发展。
It is all plays out according to the proclamation of God.
过去有好几十年了，说是近代的事情了。
Now it is many decades ago, but it's still considered recent.
人都在那里说，历史有一个发展的规律。
Man has proclaimed that there is a law, a principle in which history is played out.
但是几十年过去，几十年下来
，But after several decades,
许多的事情就印证
，And many things have been confirmed.
历史的发展那个规律。是根本不存在的。
In fact, then, there is no law or principle of history.
我不详细去说那一些。
Now, I won't get into detail about those things.
你能领会，你就知道我说的是什么。
If you will comprehend, then you realize what I'm speaking about.
但是你翻过来。
But if you turn it around.
你来看整个的历史是按照神自己的宣告的那一个程序。
When you consider history as a whole, it is completely developed according to the proclamation of God.
那这样的一件事情就是非常非常大的事，又是以非常严肃的事。
This itself is a great thing and a very solemn matter.
神在这里明明对着以色列的百姓说。
Here God clearly says to the people of Israel,
特别是对着犹大的百姓说。
Especially toward the people of Judah.
当然也包括对我们今天解释跟随主的人说。
Of course, it also includes us today who follow the Lord.
你要认识神是历史的主宰。
You must know that Lord is the Lord and the ruler over history.
许多的事情我们只能看见眼前。
There are many things we only see what is before us.
但是神是看到过去、现在和将来。
But God sees what is past, present, and future.
整个历史是在他。的那个约束和管理的底下。
And all history is under his constraint and his government.
所以在这里说的非常明确。
Therefore God says very clearly here.
谁做成这个事?
Who have wrought and done it?
谁从起初就宣召历代啊?
Even calling the generations from the beginning.
弟兄姊妹你注意啊。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
宣召历代。
Calling the generations from the beginning, what does that mean?
就是说到历史的那一个过程，一代一代一代的，是根据神自己的宣告来出现。
That is, each generation of history, it will develop according to what God has proclaimed.
那这个是谁呢?
And who is this?
没有一个人敢 说这个话的。
And no one dare say these words.
但神说。
But God says,
就是我耶和华。
It is I the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这些话真的是用人的话来说是落地有声的。
These words are very powerful and resounding.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
主那么强烈的说出一个事实。
God says these words very powerfully.
他是历史的主。
He is the Lord of history.
他是安排又管理着整个历史的过程。
He is the one who arranges and governs all of history.
又把历史带到结局的。
He also will bring it to an end.
为什么？
Why?
因为
Because
如果我没记错
If I remember correctly
神在这里宣告一件事情。
Here God proclaims one thing.
是圣经里边头一次。
It is the first time God says this.
启示录就说这个事实说了好几遍。
Revelation speaks of this fact many times.
但是我说头一次神这样宣告他自己。
But I say, if I remember correctly, it is the first time God proclaims himself in this way.
如果我没记错的话，这里是头一次。
If I remember correctly, it is the first time here.
神说什么？
What does God say?
我是首先的。
I am the first.
也是幕后的头。
And the last, I am he.
我是首先的。
I am the first,
也是幕后的同在。
And with the last, the same.
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
起初就是从我开始。
The first, it means it begins with me.
到末了，你还是看见我。
And with the last, you still will see me at the end.
那这一个起初跟末了是时间观念了。
Now, the first and the last is our concept of time.
但是严格说起来
But strictly speaking,
这里是超越时间观念的。
This goes transcends beyond time.
因为起初是比时间更早。
Because first is even before time.
末后是比时间更晚。
And the end is also beyond the end of time.
弟兄姊妹，你必须要注意这件事。
Brothers and sisters, you must take note of this.
时间从什么时候开始？
When does time begin?
从创世纪的第一章里面的第一天开始。
Time begins with Genesis chapter 1 on the first day.
但是创世纪里面的创造的第一天不是起初。
But the first day of creation in Genesis was not in the beginning.
那是起初以后的事。
That is after in the beginning.
从起初到第一头有晚上有早晨这是头一日。这一个时当中有多大的距离神根本就没让我们知道。
God did not let us know at all in our concept of time how long has elapsed from in the beginning to the first day when there's evening and day.
神只是给我们知道有一个起初。
God only lets us know there was in the beginning.
而起初了以后多少时间那时间出来了。
After in the beginning, how much time has elapsed, we don't know, but time has come about.
那弟兄姊妹，原来时间是从那个时候开始。
Now, brothers and sisters, the concept of time began from that point.
等到有一天
till one day,
新天新地来了。
New heaven and earth comes.
在新天新地的里头，你看到一件什么事呢？
In new heaven and new earth, what do we see?
那里不用日月光照。
There does not need the sun and the moon for light.
那就没有白天和黑夜了。
And so there is no more evening and day.
那里原没有黑夜。
Because there is no night.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
计算时间的那个根据也不存在了。
The signs to let us tell time does not exist anymore.
那因此弟兄姊妹当你碰到那个首先和幕后的时候。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when you come into contact of this, the first and the last,
表面上看来给我们还是留在时间里。
On the surface, it still seems to let us have the concept of time.
但是实际上呢那是已经超越了时间。
But in reality, it already transcends beyond time.
那是从永远到永远。
And that is from everlasting to everlasting.
你没办法给计算。
There's no way for us to calculate this.
没有根据给你来计算。
There's no basis for us to calculate this.
那神在这里就说出。
And here God says,
我是首先的。
I am the first.
我是幕后的。
I am the last and the same.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
那当神说到了他自己是这样的一位神的时候。
When God proclaims to us, this is the God that he is.
辩论的问题就到核心了。
And so here we get to the focal point of this debate.
那个辩论的是什么呢？
And what is that debate?
很清楚。
It's very clear.
你们说谁是神啊？
And you say, who do you say that God is?
由神的百姓一直在神面前出的问题。
This is the question of the people of God.
就是用别的来代替耶和华。
That is to use others, other things to take the place of God.
这个是神的百姓堕落的那个根本的原因。
This is the basic, corruption, downfall of the people of God.
他们用别样来代替了神。
That they have used other things, others to take the place of God.
现在神就来到这个骨节眼的上头。
And now God comes to this very point, beginning of this question.
提出了这样的一些事实。
And points out all these facts.
然后就让他们来说，你们说，你们说吧。
And then let you say, you say, who am I?
究竟谁是神？
That who in fact is God?
是你接下去你就看到了，神就把事实摆出来。
Then we can see God gives them the facts.
你要真实的知道谁是神。
If you truly want to know who in fact is God,
你就看他的所作。
And look at what God has done.
他做了什么？
What all that he has done.
他所做的是不是准准确确，真真实实。
All that he has done, are they accurate? Are they true?
如果你能看到这样的一件事，
If you're able to see these things,
你就知道谁是谁。
Then you will know who is God.
但是你们看来看去看什么呢？
But when you look around, what are you looking at?
你们看木头。
You look at the wood.
你们看石头。
You look at the rock.
你们在那个底下，神就说了。
And then God tells them.
但是你们看来看去就看人手所做的。
And all that you see is the work of man's hand.
你们自己做不来。
And you cannot do it.
你们就邀请邻舍来帮助你。
So you ask the help of your neighbor.
你帮助我，我帮助你。
You help me and I help you.
帮助来做什么？
And what do we help each other do?
把一个木头做成偶像。
So that we'll, make the wood into an idol.
把一些金属做成偶像。
And that we'll make the gold into idol.
然后呢？
And then,
神就说，
God says,
当都做好这些东西的时候，
After you made all these things,
你必须要用钉子来把它们钉稳。
You must fasten it with nails.
不然的话，你造出来那个偶像会翻倒的。
Otherwise, the idol you make will topple over.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个比较。
Brothers and sisters, look at
一个是摆出一个又真又活的神。
One will tell you a true and living God.
一个是摆出木头哑巴神。
One is a dumb God that is made of wood.
那弟兄姊妹，我们记得。
Brothers and sisters, we know.
帖撒罗尼迦前书，帖撒罗尼迦前书那里就说到。
In First Thessalonians,
要服侍那又真又活的神。
We must serve that true and living God.
那这个又真又活的神是跟谁来比较？
Then who is this true and living God compared to?
那这人的中间，这人的历史的里头。
In man's history amongst men.
从头开始，人就有一个倾向要拜偶像。
From man's beginning, man is inclined to worship idols.
但是偶像就是这样的了。
But these are idols.
你来帮我的忙，把这个木头搬到我家里，我悄悄悄悄烧烧，要把它造成一个神像。
Come and help me move this wood into my house so that I can form it into an idol.
或者说我来帮你的忙，把这一块金属在火里烧，烧过来就锤锤打打，就打出一个像来。
Oh, that I will help you and to make this piece of gold and mold it into an image, and we will hammer it out to be an image of an idol.
然后你帮我，我来帮你，就把这个偶像安置在一个地方，用钉子把它钉稳。
You help me, I help you. We'll fasten this idol with nails.
从头到底都是人在那里造。
From the beginning of man to the end, it is created by man.
造出来以后，他瞪着眼睛看你。
And after it has been created, they just look at you.
但是他不会说话。
But it is a dumb idol.
但是你说。
But then you say,
他说话的办法。
Oh, the idol has its way of speaking.
怎么说话呢？
How does the idol speak?
求签呢？
Oh, we have to cast lots.
伏击啊！
Oh, then we have to pick lots.
不是 pick lots, 就是那个应该是怎么说了？ 在沙盘上写字。
Or that we write in the sand, and that's how the idol speaks.
就是他也在那里说话。
And so that's how the idol would speak.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神说。
God says,
虽然有灵在那里让那个字写了出来。
Even though there would be spirits that would allow for the word to be written
in sand. 偶像还是哑巴。
Yet the idol is still dumb.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们的神在那里明显一件事情。
Our Lord,
他是又真又活的神。
Our Lord clearly manifests that he is the true and living God.
他不是哑巴偶像。
And he is not a dumb idol.
那如果你从这些事情看到谁是神
，and when you see who in fact is God from these things，
谁是那一位又真又活的神
，and who it is that true and living God，
谁是那一位创造万有的神
，and who is the God who is the creator of all，
谁是那一位管理历史的神
，who is the God that governs over history？
你如果能看到这一个
，if you see this，
你去寻求他的对
，then you ought to seek him，
因为你等候他
，and you wait upon him，
你就必重新得力
，you will renew your strength。
我们感谢我们的主
，we thank our Lord.
这实在是非常宝贝。
This indeed is very precious.
那当神说完了这么一些
，and after God spoke all this,
显明了他自己
，and manifest himself.
然后他就说了
，and then he says,
我跟你们的关系
，my relationship with you.
下边一段话就是
，and this is the passage to come.
我跟你们的关系
，this is God's relationship with the people.
你不要只是以为神既然是这样一位神，但是神和我当中没有什么直接的关联。
Now do not think he is a God way out there. He has no direct relationship with me.
如果他跟我们有直接的关联，他就不会那么长久不理睬我。
Now if God indeed has a relationship with us, then he would be mindful of us and not care about us for so long.
弟兄姊妹们，我们读旧约的历史，你看。
But brothers and sisters, when we read the history in the Old Testament,
这个话应该是翻转来讲。
These questions should be turned around.
从开始到末了。
From the beginning to the end,
神没有不理会人。
God was never careless about man.
从头到末了。
But from the beginning to the end,
一直是人不理会神。
It was always man who did not pay attention to God.
当人不理会神的时候。
When man does not pay attention to God,
神仍然在人的当中暗暗的做工。
God is still hiddenly working in the midst of man.
在人领会神的时，理会神的时候。
And when man comes to be mindful of God,
神就明明的在人的中间做工。
God will clearly work amongst man.
弟兄弟兄，就有整个的历史。
Brothers and sisters, you see the entire history of the Old Covenant.
神在他的子民当中做工的事情没有停止过。
God has never ceased his work amongst his people.
神的百姓站在神的那一边。
When the people of God stands on God's side,
神就明明的在那里做。
God will clearly work.
神的百姓不甘心坐站在神的那一边。
And when God's people is not willing to stand with God,
神还是在那里暗暗做。
God is still there working hiddenly.
甚至他们被掳到巴比伦去了。
Even to a point that they're in captivity in Babylon.
神还是在那里做。
God is still yet at work.
弟兄姊妹，你读但以理书。
Brothers and sisters, you read the book of Daniel. You read the book of Ezekiel.
读那个哈该书，那个撒加利亚书。
And you read the book of Haggai and the book of Zechariah.
你看到了。
You can see.
这都是人不理会神。
That is man not paying any attention to God.
但是神还理会人。
But God is still mindful of man.
我们了解到整个的那个属灵的历史是这样的一个过程。
We can see this is the entire process of the spiritual history.
说神在这里说反。等候耶和华的，他必重新得力，完全是有根据的。
Therefore, this is, has complete foundation when God says that those who wait upon him shall renew their strength.
这个根据不是神是一个，神要，特别要向他的百姓施恩。
And this foundation is not the fact that God has special favor on his people.
而是根据神从起头就一直向他的子民施恩。
Now, but it is based on the fact, even from the beginning, God has always been gracious to his people.
那现在神就说，把话说到神心里面要发表的了。
But now God would speak the words that are deep in his heart.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果主开我们的眼睛。
If the Lord opens our eyes.
以赛亚书41、42、43、44这几章。
The chapters of Isaiah 41, 2, 3, and 4
是神和人的关系发表的 最沉重又最丰富的这个部分。
It is a part. These passages are extremely heavy and very deep that God manifests to us of His relationship to us.
好了，弟兄姊妹，从第八节你看到了。
Now, brothers and sisters,
整个话的语气和内容都变了。
You can see, starting from verse 8, all the words, the content, the tone has changed.
上面神在那里发表他自己的时候，是间接在那里定了百姓的罪。
When God previously manifests who He is, indirectly, He has condemned the sin of the people.
间接的指出了百姓的愚昧。
Indirectly, He judges them for their foolishness.
但是从第八节开始
But starting from verse 8,
你看到神说话的那个内容和语气
You're able to see the content and the tone of God's words here.
如果我们先归纳里头说
If we want to first conclude, summarize all these words,
我们可以这样说
We can put it this way.
神说我的百姓虽然是愚昧无知
God says, even though my people are foolish and ignorant,
但是我从来没有一点的意思要放弃他们。
But God says, I never had the least bit of intention to forsake them.
你听听神自己怎么说。
Now listen to what God says.
第八节。
Verse 8.
唯你,
but thou, Israel,
我的仆人,
art my servant.
雅各,
Jacob,
我所拣选的,
whom I have chosen.
我朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔,
the seed of Abraham, my friend.
你是我从地极所领来的，从地角所造来的。此对你说，你是我的仆人，我拣选你，并不弃绝你。
Now whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意到，神在这里说错了。
Brothers and sisters, take note, God says here,
我从来没有要放弃你们的意念。
I never had this intention to cast you away.
就算你们在那里抱怨我。
Now even if you grumble against me.
就算你们在那里不认识我，用别的来代替我。
Even though you do not know me and you use others to take my place.
我还是不会放弃你们。
Yet I will not forsake you.
弟兄姊妹们，你看神把他这个心思发表出来，那是何等何等的浓重的
Brothers and sisters,
说出神的那一个浓情蜜意。
You can see when God expresses His heart in this way to us, how heavy, how deep His thoughts are, and how deep and wide His love to us is.
你说凭什么神的百姓在神的面前能有这样的恩待的事实
You question then what foundation, what basis does man have all to be worthy of such grace and love from God?
就凭上面神说那几句话
It is based on the words that God has spoken.
弟兄姊妹你注意
Brothers and sisters, take note.
唯你以色列我所拣选的
But only you, Israel, are my servant.
唯你以色列
Only you, Israel.
弟兄姊妹你知道什么叫做以色列
Brothers and sisters, you know what Israel means.
唯你以色列
Only you, Israel.
是在神的恩典里面要把他们造成神的王子这样的身份的这一批人
It is this group of people by the grace of God that God will make them into the image of the prince of God.
那这一批人他们生上来就是王子吗
Now, this group of people, prince by birth.
当然不是
Of course not.
这些都是亚当的后代
They are all Adamic.
这些都是出自亚当的血统的。
And they're all from the seed of Adam.
亚当是怎样，他们就是怎样。
However Adam is, they are.
但是神说。
But God says,
唯你
Only you, Israel.
我把你们选召出来。
And I've chosen you.
要叫你们成为我的仆人。
So that you'll be my servant.
并且从仆人这一个 功用完成的时候，你们要成为以色列。
And from the function that you'll end as my servant, you'll become Israel.
我们懂得以色列是什么意思。
And we know what Israel means, then we know what the meaning of this is.
你们原来是雅各。
That you are Jacob.
说神在这里接下去，为你以色列，我的仆人。
Therefore, God continues, but you only, Israel, are my servant.
雅各。我所拣选的
Jacob, whom I've chosen.
你很糟糕的
Now you're in big trouble.
你是坏的不能再坏的
Now you are bad to the core.
但是我拣选你
But I've chosen you.
我拣选你
I've chosen you.
我越过你的愚昧无知
I've transcended over your foolishness and ignorance.
顽梗悖逆
Your stubbornness, your rebellion.
我不看那一个
I did not look at that.
我拣选你
I've chosen you.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道雅各的历史。
Brothers and sisters, we all know the history of Jacob.
我们不说他那个历史，要说的话，我们心里都不服气的。神怎么会选中这样的一个人
？We won't get into the history of Jacob. We will not submit willingly because how can God ever choose Jacob?
但神就是选上这样的一个人。
But that is whom God has chosen.
那我们要是读雅各的事情，在光里边去读的时候，你没有办法在那里说。神你选错了人。
If we do read Jacob in the light of God's words, then there's no way for us to say the fact, God, you have chosen wrongly.
我们也没有资格说神选错了人。
And we're not qualified at all to say God has chosen wrongly.
因为我们自己跟雅各就是同一个样。
Because we're in the same as Jacob.
但神拣选雅各也拣选了我们。
Yet God has chosen Jacob and he has chosen us.
那拣选雅各有什么
Now, what is their foundation to choose Jacob?
什么都没有。
None.
如果你严格说有。
If you want to strictly say there is some,
只有一,
there's only
one. 一点点。
Even a little bit.
连一件都不能说。
Not even one thing.
只是一点点。
Just a little point.
什么一点点呢?
What little point is that?
他要神的祝福。
It's because Jacob wants the blessing of God.
他知道神是祝福的源头。
And he knows that God is the origin of all blessing, even only that little bit.
我们知道雅各的历史。
And we know the history of Jacob.
他是要神的祝福，不要神的人。
Now he wants the blessing of God, but not God.
他不是说我要神的祝福，我同时我也要神。
He did not say I want the blessing of God and also God.
别人也许是，他不是。
Now, perhaps others, but not Jacob.
他怎么样，我们也怎么样。
However Jacob is, we are the same.
那神就是在他身上做了一点的工作。
But that is the work that God has done on Jacob. Jacob.
是我拣选的。
Whom I've chosen.
我有没有拣选错吗？
Have I ever chosen wrong?
没有拣选错。
No, I have not.
因为你愿意要得着神的祝福。
Because if you're willing to have the blessing of God,
就因着你那一点。
And because even that little bit that you have,
神让你知道什么是真的祝福。
God will show you what true blessing is.
让你从眼见的祝福到了那个真的祝福。
So you see from that visible blessing to that true blessing.
那这样一来。
From this,
你就从雅各成了以色列。
You will become from Jacob to Israel.
雅各的历史。
And that's the history of Jacob.
我们都熟悉的。
And we're familiar.
但是光是凭雅各。
But if it's only Jacob here,
就那么一点点。
Just this one point.
好像还是不够说明以色列和神的那个关系。
It seems as if it's not enough to tell us the relationship of God and Israel.
所以接下去再有一样。
So there's another point.
我朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔。
The seed of Abraham, my friend.
一说到这一个。
And when we speak of this point.
弟兄姊妹你就晓得了。
Brothers and sisters,
我们用另外一句话来说。
If we use other words.
你们是一批承受应许的人。
You're a group of people that has entrusted a promise.
这个应许是我应许给我的朋友的。
And this is a promise I gave to my friend.
我和亚伯拉罕是朋友。
And Abraham and I are friends.
我和亚伯拉罕当中没有间隔。
There is no separation between Abraham and me.
任何是可以隐瞒的。
And there's no secret between Abraham and me.
我是给他一个好大的应许。
And I've given him a great blessing.
但是偏偏你们是他的后裔。
But you are his seed.
亚伯拉罕已经不在了。
Now Abraham is no longer here.
但是我应许亚伯拉罕的时候，不单是应许给亚伯拉罕本人。
But when I promised to Abraham, not only did I promise to give Abraham himself.
我也把他的后裔包括在里面。
But I've also included his seed, his descendants.
所以你们就是这样 And
therefore, have you been drawn to my presence in this way? Therefore, though you are unfaithful, but I abide faithful. I must be faithful. And even though we are unfaithful, yet he abideth faithful because he cannot deny himself. We thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，当神在那里转过来。
When God turns to speak positively to Israel,
神说出你们以色列是特别的,
God says that you Israel are peculiar because you have this special relationship with me.
这一个特殊的关系,
and this unique relationship, on the one hand, I am responsible. On the other hand, your forefather is responsible. Therefore, under this condition, I cannot forsake you. Because if I forsake you, then I'm not a faithful God. And if I forsake you, I cannot be called the Almighty God. And your forefather know that I'm the all sufficient one. And now upon you is manifested the fact that I am that all sufficient one. We thank our Lord. When our Lord tells us of his relationship with Israel, God tells them,
把你们的眼睛从眼见的事物里头收回来,
turn your eyes from all that is visible,
看你跟我中间的那一个关系,
and have a look at the relationship that you have with me,
看我给你们的那个应许,
and see the promise which I have given you,
留意我是谁,
and pay attention to who I am,
注意我的能力,
and take note of my power and faithfulness. Then, brothers and sisters, you see.
看到什么呢?
What do we see?
看到, 神给他很宝贝的保证,
God gives them a very precious guarantee.
告诉他们说,
God tells them,
你不要害怕,
fear not.
不要因着眼见的那些情形产生各种各样的 疑虑也好,害怕也好,那个胆怯也好,
do not fear because of your circumstances. Do not be dismayed. Do not faint. Do not be discouraged.
为什么呢?
Why?
接上去你就看到神说了一段话,
when we see, then God tells them these words.
从第十节开始, 一直到十三节,
starting from verse 10 to verse 13.
你看到中文圣经里边的翻译, 你看到有七个鼻子,
and when you see the Chinese translation, you see seven times it is translated as I must.
这七个鼻子的里边, 头三样是说出,
in the Chinese translation,
对不起,头,我再算算, 应该说是九个,头六个,
there should be nine.
神要做什么,
there should be nine musts here from verse 10 to 13 in Chinese. The first six tells us what God is to do.
在以色列人身上, 神要做什么,
upon Israel, what God must do.
忘了那三个,
the last three is for Israel to be have confidence to receive this comfort from God.
Oh,
indeed, we thank our God.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, take note of this let us take a note at the first beginning.
第十节当中,
in the middle of verse 10.
第十节开始吧,
starting from verse 10.
你不要害怕,
fear not, for I am with thee.
不要惊慌,
Be not dismayed,
因为我是你的神,
for I am thy God.
这个是总结上头说到的三件事情。
This concludes for us the previous three things in verses 8 and 9.
以色列, 雅各, 亚伯拉罕的后代,
Israel, Jacob, the seed of Abraham.
从这三件事情, 神就总结了说, 不要害怕。
From these three things, God says, concludes and says, fear not,
不要惊慌,
be not dismayed,
因为我是你的神,
for I am thy God.
然后神就在底下说到这几个比出来了。
And then God tells us these things that he must do.
头一个比,
the first one, I must strengthen you.
我必坚固你,
I must strengthen you.
你是没有力气,
you are powerless.
你是胆怯,
you fear.
你是不敢面对那个事实,
you dare not face the reality.
但是我来坚固你,
but I must strengthen you.
我来做你的后盾,
I will come to be your shield.
我来扶持你,
I'll support you.
第一个比,
the first must,
不是说我来扶持,
it's not I will come to help you,
是说我必扶持,
but I must strengthen you.
这一个加强语气的那个加强是非常非常明显的。
This tone here, this emphasis is very strong here that I must do this.
第二个比就是我必帮助你,
the second must, yes, yay, I must help thee.
你没办法了,
you have no more way.
你所有的任何一样, 你都缺欠,
you are helpless without any hope.
你甚至连你该走哪一个方向, 你都掌握不来,
you don't even know what direction you are to go.
但是我必帮助你,
but I must help you.
你不但是知道我来帮助你,
not only do you know that I will come strengthen you,
并且你要了解我一定帮助你,
but you must know that I must come and help you.
不但是一定帮助你,
not only must I help you,
还有,
and then,
我必用我公义的右手扶持你,
yea, I must uphold you with my right hand of my righteousness.
我扶持你,
I will uphold you,
我一定扶持你,
I must uphold you.
是用我公义的右手来扶持你,
I must uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness.
那这个公义的右手的扶持有两面的意思,
now there are two sides to the meaning of the right hand of my righteousness.
一个就是说,
one is,
你得扶持这个事情, 你不必去怀疑,
the fact that you'll be upheld is not something you must doubt.
因为我的公义不允许我不扶持你,
because my righteousness would not allow for me not to uphold you.
那这个是一面,
that's one aspect.
另外一面呢,
the second aspect,
我用我公义的右手扶持你,
as I uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness,
你有许许多多的不义在我面前显露,
there are many unrighteousness that is exposed to me.
我会,
and I will deal with you.
但是那个对付是为了要叫我的扶持显在你的身上,
yet those dealings is in order for my upholding to be manifested upon you.
所以当你落到神的那个管教责备的时候, 你不要在那里怀疑说,
therefore, when you're disciplined or rebuked by God, do not doubt that God no longer upholds me.
不, 神说, 我一定用我公义的右手扶持你,
no, God says, yea, I must uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness.
当我扶持你的时候, 我不是在那里, 宠坏你,
and as I uphold you, I will not spoil you.
我不在那里惯坏你,
I will not let you be spoiled.
我不让你给惯的,
and I will not spoil you.
我是让你准准确确地活在我的面前,
but you'll live correctly in my presence.
所以我一定要扶持你,
so I must uphold you.
扶持你在我的公义的右手的当中, 你不受到,
with the right hand of my righteousness, you shall be upheld without any disruption.
所以这一个扶持是说的明确一点,
therefore this upholding to be even more accurate,
那是约翰福音15章的修剪,
that is the pruning that is in John chapter 15.
弟兄姊妹,当神在那里修剪那个葡萄树的时候,
brothers and sisters, when God is there dressing that vine tree,
你说神是在那里扶持还是在对付?
You say God is upholding us or dealing with us.
你看表面,那是对付。
Now on the surface, we say God is dealing against us.
你看, 结果那是扶持。
But at the end we see the result, God upholds us.
因为修剪的那个目的是叫你结果子更多。
Because the purpose of God dressing us is in order for us to bear more fruit.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这个是第几个不一样。
These are the three must here.
第四个了哈。
Then the fourth one.
那第五个呢？
The fourth one then.
No, 第五个了。
Then the fifth one.
这十一节了。
Verse 11.
凡向你发怒的，我必叫他们报归蒙羞。
Behold, all they that were incensed against you must be ashamed and confounded.
你可以软弱。
You can be weak.
你可以给人欺负。
You might be picked on.
但是神说，我替你出头。
But God says, I will stand up for you.
我承担人对你的那个践踏。
I will be responsible for those who trod upon you.
当我这样来显出我手中的工作的时候。
And when I manifest the work of my hand in this way.
那个向你发怒的，他们就发觉他们是愚昧无知，他们是用脚踢刺。
Then those who are incensed against you will discover their foolish and ignorance and their kicking against the goat.
他们是报归蒙羞。
And they must be ashamed and confounded.
还有。
And then,
那当然这些都是必的。
Of course, this is all must.
还有。
And then,
与你相争的必如无有，并要灭亡。
They must be as nothing, and they that strive with you shall perish.
他还跟我相争，他怎么会无有呢？
Now, if they're striving against me, how can they be nothing?
弟兄姊妹，神不是说他无有。
Brothers and sisters, God is not saying that they are nothing.
神是说他如同没有存在。
God says that they are as if they do not exist.
不但是没有存在。
Not only do they seem as if they don't exist.
并且他在那里会自己造出一个结果，他完了。
But they will bring forth this result upon themselves that they shall perish.
弟兄姊妹们，神都是把这些神要做在他百姓身上的事情加上那个鼻子的。
Brothers and sisters, in all these things that God does to his people, he adds on this word, it must.
从前我们的弟兄们一同来读这番话的时候，
Before when the brethren have read these words together，
我们当中有一个弟兄啊，读到这里的时候他就哈哈大笑。
Now when a brother read to this point he started laughing out loud。
因为当时我们读这些话的时候那个环境也是比较紧张一点。
Because at the time when we read these words together the situation was more tense。
但是当那个弟兄读到这个话的时候，
But when that brother read to this passage,
就是十二节的时候，
And that's verse 12,
他说与你争竞的你要找他们也找不着。
You shall seek them and shall not find them, even them that contend with you.
与你争战的必如无有，成为虚无。
They that war against you shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught.
那这是同一件事情的又一个比。
Now this is the same matter, yet another must.
但是这个比上头的那个在程度上面就加深了很多了。
But this must, compared to verse 11, is even to a deeper degree.
他说对付你的。
It says those against you,
如同无有。
They are as if not.
成为虚无。
They will, you cannot find them. They're not.
根本就不存在。
They're nothing. They don't exist.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那然后接下去神就说了。
And then God says,
好像总结来说了。
It seems like this is a summary.
因为我耶和华你的神必搀扶你的右手。
For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand.
这个是把上面那个总结下来。
And so this summarized for us.
整个的事情就是我耶和华。搀扶你的右手。
The summary is that for I, the Lord, your God, will uphold your right hand.
让你有力。
That you will be strengthened.
让你能面对各样的困扰、难处、践踏、逼迫、伤害、
So you'll face all difficulty and hardship and persecution and getting trod upon and persecution.
结果你在那里夸胜。
And the result is you shall triumph.
那所以他这样说起来就说 我耶和华你们的神搀扶你的右手的 对你说。
Therefore the Lord says, For I the Lord your God will hold your right hand saying unto you,
不要害怕, 我必帮助你。
Fear not, I will help you.
接上去又说, 耶和华说, 我必帮助你。
And then he says, I must help you.
弟兄姊妹, 这是用具体的事实, 借着神的自己, 来叫他们得安慰。
Brothers and sisters, God is using very practical things to comfort them.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters.
然后神就说出一个非常严肃的事情。
And then God tells us something very solemn.
这个要我想弟兄姊妹们好好的回去 深入的在那里去领会神在那里说的。
I want brothers and sisters to go home to consider this very carefully to see what God is saying.
神说了那么许多的比喻。
God says all these things he must do.
没有改变雅各的那个本相。
It still did not change the condition of Jacob.
又留在雅各的本相那里边呢。
If you want to stay in the condition of Jacob,
那神所说的这一切你都享用不到。
Then all these things that God says you cannot enjoy.
但是神要在那里做。
But God is to work there.
叫你不再做雅各,
so no longer will you be Jacob.
因为雅各你要认识你自己的本相,
because Jacob, you have to come to know your own nature.
你不过是一条虫,
you are worm.
是在那里说, 你虫雅各,
it says,
你是虫雅各,
thou worm Jacob.
和你们以色列人不要害怕,
and ye men of Israel, fear not.
那雅各不是以色列吗?
Now, is Jacob not Israel?
以色列不就是雅各吗?
Is Israel not Jacob?
同是一批人,
it is the same group of people.
怎么神这样来说话呢?
Why is it God saying it in this way?
神头一个说是你们的本相是这样,
God says this is your nature.
但是我手中的工作要叫你们成为这个样的,
but the work of my hand will change you to this.
你原来是虫,
you are worm.
现在呢你们成了以色列,
and now you become Israel.
所以你们不必害怕,
so fear not.
为什么呢?
Why?
虽然你是虫,
and even though you're a worm,
人家用手一捏你就没了,
and others will just squeeze you and you're gone, and others kick you and you're gone.
但现在我忘了你起来变化,
but I will transform you.
你们变成什么呢?
What do you transform
不再是虫,
to? No longer you're a worm,
是打粮的力气,
but you have strength. Great strength.
是有用处的,
and you're useful.
那个用处一显出来的时候,
and when you manifest your usefulness, you'll be supplied.
并且是得很丰富的供应的,
and you'll be richly supplied.
快使打粮的新器具,
and you will become that instrument having teeth, a threshing instrument having teeth.
我们很少在, 当然有些人在农村住过了, 如果, 在中国的农村,在亚洲的农村,落后地区的农村,你没住过的话,你不知道他这里说什么。
Of course, if you haven't lived on a farm before, you would not realize the instrument here that's speaking about.
那些地区的打粮,的确是很苦恼的。
Now, for those living on the farms, for them to thresh is very hard.
把那个谷子割下来了,
after they have cut down, wheat, harvest the wheat. And they have taken in the harvest the wheat.
那么最原始的就把那个放在那里,弄个棍啊,打那个籽粒一粒一粒的打出来。
And the most old-fashioned way of doing it is to beat the wheat by threshing it, beating the wheat for the wheat to come out one by one.
进步一点就弄一个架子搁在那里,然后就一大把的。 这样打下去,把那个谷子打下来。
Or they'll tie instruments together and just beat the wheat together down on the, against the ground for the wheat to come forth.
但是神说,我不是把你们造成这样打,这样的东西。
But God says, I did not make you into such an instrument in this way.
我是把你们造成一个有筷子打粮的新器具。
God says, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth.
肯定是。 以赛亚说话的时候没有拖拉机,
And so, of course, when Isaiah was speaking, they don't have the new technology we have of the machinery. Not even all of them will thresh the, with the cows pulling. But God says, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth.
用现代的话来说，我们说的清楚了。So
using the terms of today, we can be clear.
哦，我要叫你成为拖拉机。
But I'll make you into a machine that will thresh.
带着那个收割机。
And so you'll be a machine that will harvest a lot.
比如说现在你看到在农场里面那个收割，这多快！
Brothers and sisters, you can see how quickly the harvest is taken in there.
这边那个稻子割下来，那边。 籽粒就在那边出来，这些火捆就已经打成粉，就放在一边。
Now you can see how quickly the machines do all the work. Once it's cut off and it's threshed, and the corns come out, and then the chaff is all bundled up together.
你看他们采那个番茄的时候。
And when you even see how they harvest the tomatoes.
上海人叫番茄。 这边在那边一踩，那边咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜，整车的一个一个一个的那个番茄都满了那个货车。
And you can see how quickly they will harvest the tomato. On the one hand, it's going through the harvest, and then out the other, they're already packaged onto the truck loaded.
如果我们用现在的观念来看那个快吃打粮的心情。
So when we use the present day concept to look at this instrument of a new sharp threshing having teeth,
你真的看到。
Then we can see.
神是用着这个以色列去盛装神赏赐的荣耀和丰富。
God will use Israel to be the vessel to hold the reward of his glory and riches.
当你们是在这种光景里头的时候，没有任何人再来践踏你们了。
When Israel, when you are in such a condition, then no one will dare come to trample upon you.
因为神要在你们的前面来。
Because God will go before you to take care of them.
让你们被带到一个地步，是以耶和华为乐，以以色列的圣者为夸耀。
So that you will be brought to this point that you shall rejoice in the Lord and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel.
那底下还有一点点的话，我不说了。
And there are some more words later here, but I won't get into them.
但是弟兄姊妹，你细细的留意，你就看到那里边有很。
My brothers and sisters, if you pay attention very carefully, you can see the precious things that are manifested there.
用几句话来，用当中两句话来说着，你就能了解到那一个了。
Just to use two words in the midst of this passage to speak about that, you understand.
18节
Verse 18.
我要在近光的高处开江河，在谷中开泉源。 我要使沙漠变水池，使干地变涌泉。
I will open up rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water.
全地都得了滋润。And
the whole land is nourished.
但是接下去的呢?
But as it continues,
我简单地把它总结一下,
I'll just simply summarize.
就没有生命的地方都满了生命的丰富,
so that even in places where there is no life could be filled with the abundance of life. Because there it speaks of the desert. It speaks of the wilderness.
那年我到西乃沙漠去的时候,
and that time when I was at the wilderness of Sinai,
就是现在的西乃,
and that is Sinai today.
还是荒凉的一片,
it was still very desolate.
除了疏疏落落几里地里边，你能发现一棵皂荚木。
Even only in a very isolated places, in very small places, you only discover one oak tree.
皂荚木不是oak，那个acacia。
Acacia tree. Therefore, the acacia tree can grow where it's very dry, but only by numbers, but not in plenty. And so even for many miles, you can only find one of those trees.
我想张弟兄跟艾丽还是有印象吗？那年我们去西乃的时候，你看到那种情形。
I think Brother Stephen and Aileen still have this impression when we saw that situation in Sinai and at that time.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
你往下读的时候
，When we read on，
你看到
you
在沙漠。
In the desert,
在旷野,
in the wilderness,
偏满了香柏树,
it is filled with cedar.
当然有皂荚树了,
of course, there is
the
acacia tree because it's already there.
番石榴树,
and the myrtle,
野橄榄树,
and the olive tree.
然后在沙漠呢,
and then in the desert,
有松树,
the fir tree,
有杉树,
the pine,
有黄榄树,
the box tree.
好, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
真的是。
Indeed,
没有生命的地方满了生命。
Places where there's no life is full of life.
没有泉源的地方满了泉源。
Places with no water now are filled with fountains.
所以上神就说了几句话。
So God says these words.
二十节
，verse 20.
你们要不好叫人看见。知道思想明白
that they may see, know, consider, and understand together.
这里接连用了几个不同的动词
Here there are a few action verbs.
但是这几个动词包括了我们整个人的那种感官
But here it includes all of our senses.
有一个什么的反应在哪里呢
What is the response there?
你看见耶和华的手
You can see the hand of God.
你看见这是神所做的
And you see this is the work of God.
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord.
所以结果
So the result is
神又再提一次
God says once again
好吧
Now
我现在把这事都摆在你们面前
I place all this before you.
好你们要是代替那个偶像还有什么话要说的你们尽管说
produce your cause if you want to use idols to take my place tell me your reason
把将来的事情说出来
tell me the things and show me
把这些没生命的弄到有生命
that these that have no life
把整个圣经所说的事情你能把它也做到一个模样
and if you can do all these in the same way
但神说
but God says
你们不行
You cannot.
因为你们是虚无。
Now, because you are nothing.
你们是可憎恶的。
Now, you are abomination.
弟兄姊妹，这是一段非常非常严密来辩论又真又活的神和哑巴偶像的一个很重的记录。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very heavy recording here for us between the debate of the true and living God and a dumb idol.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
四十章是说到万有的和神。
Chapter 40 tells us God and his relationship of all things.
四十一章是说到历史和神。
Chapter 41 tells us of God and the relationship of history.
底下还有继续说神说到的历史，不过从另一面了，我们今天不下去了。
But later on, it also tells us about the relationship between God and history from another angle, but we won't get into it tonight.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
实在是永不失信的神。
Indeed, he is a faithful God always.
他拣选了他的子民。他就负他们的子民的责任，直到他的旨意完成。
He has chosen his people, and he will bear the responsibility of his people until his will be done.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
晚上我们就交通到这。
We'll end our sharing here tonight.